Well, I suppose we're looking at the 24th of May with an impending election. It means very little. The council met in regard to the CIPRA report, which had findings in regards to Councillor John O'Donnell. But what the council have resolved to do by unanimous order is that they have asked Councillor John O'Donnell to apologise to the staff and to the elected council for any actions which he may have taken during the recording. They have censured him, which will effectively mean that they will ask him not to speak at any future meetings of this council, of which there is one only coming up in the remaining council, and they have asked to remove him from any committees that he sits on other than one SPC, which he has entitled and has to sit on. So the council have taken actions that they were within their rights and powers to take. It is not the gift or discretion of the council to remove Councillor John O'Donnell from the council. So there was a meeting with over 20 councillors there this morning. They spoke with one voice, and that is the result of what they have decided to do.
Ultimately, and this was reflected in the letter from the solicitors as well, the final decision on this one will lie on the 24th of May with voters in the Milford area.
Correct. Like all of us as councillors, we are going before the people on the 24th of May. Councillor John O'Donnell is doing the same. The voters and the electorate of the Milford electoral area will decide on Councillor John O'Donnell's future post the 24th of May, and it will be evident to see whether he is elected in that three-seat constituency then. And that is a decision for the electorate, and that is the right of the electorate to decide who represents them, and one that is very important to keep in the democratic circle.